Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. We are here in Seattle.
We made it.
Live. And we've got Chris Metcalf with us. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. It's awesome to be on this project here at the Museum of Flight in Seattle. I got in here, I guess it was 2 days ago now. We all attended the event last night, which was a great event.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So we were talking earlier, you have been coming here so long, you kind of lost track how many times you've been coming here, right?
Well, Flex has been a part of this project for a long time. Obviously, Bob Eichelberg and I, had been coming to this project for years. And it's kind of like almost like SEMA ingrained into my calendar.
Right.
And it's just what we do, coming to this project and supporting these guys that are here. Our people that are here, and it's just a great event for the industry. Last night, Rennie touched a little bit about how, this kind of used to be not in the closet, but it wasn't something that he broadcast because he didn't want someone to come in and like try and steal a project like this from
him. Exactly.
So that was kind of interesting how he talked about last night has been kind of a turning the chapter, I guess he called it. Where he invited a lot of new sponsors this year to come in and be here. And just kind of experience this because this is good for the industry.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. I mean, this is our first year being invited into it, and it's just been kind of, you see it in pictures and you see it in videos and stuff on Facebook, and you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of a cool thing. But then you come here and you're like, holy shit! Like this is like you looking at a B-29, Air Fortress over here, and like. That's the one that they've cut and polished and like how shiny it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it was that shiny in, World War II or whatever, but, that it was in action. I mean, Air Force One behind us, it's amazing what they're doing with these, pieces of history.
It is history, and mentioning that is huge. I think a lot of times, I'll have people that'll come up to me and they're like, oh, you're at Air Force One again. And I'm like, yeah, we're at Air Force One again, and I think Rennie talks about it, how it's not about Rennie. We're not here for Rennie. Mm-hmm. We're here for the museum. This is a project for him and his team, but really we're broadcasting the history that's here. And it's really impactful when you are talking to, one of the guys that flew on that plane over there. That's here. This is history. And everybody that's here is giving up time, everybody that's here run separate businesses just like you guys do. And I think it's important to understand that, we're here to broadcast this. We're here to let the world know that we're here taking care of these planes. But there's a lot of history here, and I think the history is really what it comes down to, and the people that these planes have impacted, and we want these to last so that our kids and our grandkids can come see this museum and understand that history.
Because, these will essentially be here forever.
Yeah.
Way longer than we will. And you're right. I was telling Bruno yesterday, because I took some pictures of the Blue Angels plane and the Top Gun F-14 Tomcat, kind of deal. And sent them to my daughter, because my daughter in middle school took all 3 years, she took an aero class. And I was like, an aero class? Like, why do you want to do that? She took it because they played video games, right? Like the simulator. But she ended up learning about planes and learning about, all this stuff. And it was cool because, where we live in Sanford, every year they do an air show. So, I'd pick her up from school and the, not the Blue Angels, what's the other ones? The
Golden Knights?
No, the ones that's so like gray and red. I can't remember. It's the other one. It's not the Blue Angels. It's the other one. But they would always be doing like flyovers, like preparing for it and everything, And she come out and she'd be like in between every class, like she's out there watching them like fly around and everything. So it's definitely cool because these are things that, the next generations will never really know what they did, because I don't know how much it's really being taught anymore. So it's cool to be able to come here and see some of this stuff.
I mean, honestly, like the plane we're sitting in front of,
yeah.
I mean, it's just such an old plane. And yeah, it's going to continue to deteriorate. And but what we're doing is we're trying to extend the life of these planes,
yeah,
so that
slow it down and keep it lots longer.
Future generations can come here and understand where aviation started. I mean, this facility is supported obviously by Boeing, mm-hmm. Being that the fact we're basically sitting on Boeing property here.
Yeah.
But it's a separate company or a separate entity that they run here with the museum. And then all the people that are in the green jackets that walk around this facility, when those guys come up to you and you're detailing a plane. Yesterday I was working on the B-29 and, we're sitting there detailing a small section of it. I wasn't doing as much as some of these other guys that are here, but it was just cool to be able to say that I've polished on that plane.
Yeah.
And then to have one of the guys in the green jacket start explaining, how many hours. They are all volunteers in the green jackets. A lot of people don't realize that. They walk around, they talk about the history, and they want to engage with people that are here at the museum and tell their story and the plane's story. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
And it is a active museum. Like I'm watching right now, there's a group of kids coming in right now doing a tour. And that was kind of the cool thing yesterday, walking around and seeing the people, taking the tour or, looking at the planes and everything alongside the mafia members here working.
That brings more activity to the detail industry, though.
Right.
Those young kids are looking at people that are cleaning a plane.
Yeah.
We're detailers, and by heart and our other business is cleaning cars and cleaning boats and things like that. And those young kids could have it, they could be the next generation of a detailer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, maybe if they don't want to be a pilot, but they want to work on planes, they don't want to get into the craziness. Yeah. So you've been here all week?
Yeah. I came in, on Tuesday and I'm here through today.
Okay.
And it's just, I wanted to definitely be here last night for Rennie's 20th anniversary event.
Yeah.
He showed a lot of history, the pictures from when it first started.
Oh, yeah.
It was so well done and well put together, man.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there and just like, this is so cool. And I'm grateful to be a part of something like this. It's so cool.
Woolman was telling me he had over 500 pictures, I think, on that USB drive, dating back for, as long as he's been a part of, most of the newer stuff was his photos, and most of the really old stuff before him was, photos that obviously they had collected over those years and everything. That was cool. So elephant in the room.
Time.
Yeah. So, obviously there's a new tool on the market. Mm-hmm. You guys have been here for kind of forever,
since the beginning, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been here. Well, we were not here at the beginning 20 years ago. Basically, when the polisher first, our gear-driven polisher first came out, Rennie met us at SEMA, told us about this project, thought that our unit would be a great fit for this project. Because when they first started this project, they were using rotary polishers.
Yeah.
And they were really cutting it and trying to get after it. And that's when he found our gear-driven unit, and he brought us out here, and we started supporting this event. But we've been here, done that for many years.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact date that he brought our polisher out here, but we're still here. When Rennie told me a couple months ago that he had this new polisher that he wanted to come out or bring to market, he was upfront with me. He told me that the company came to him, wanted to put his name on the product, and he accepted that. And I'll be honest, that doesn't affect what our sponsorship of this event is, or anything in that matter, because the company Dynabrade that is doing that polisher, I'm sure that they researched our unit and looked at the gear-driven mechanism that we have and things like that. Our unit is we have two generations of polishers. We have the original XC3401 VRG, which is what majority of all these people use in their private business.
Right.
Whether they bring the new polisher to their new business or not, that's a different story. The new unit we have, the XCE 10-8, that's our new version of the gear-driven tool.
Right.
And it's so funny, someone like Harbor Freight comes out with a gear-driven tool. They use our old technology to create their tool. They didn't use our new one, which I thought was, to be honest with you, kind of funny.
Kind of crazy,
Because our new unit is that, personally, I think is one of our best units. It's smoother, quieter, and lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it has the same amount of power And if you haven't tried that, I told you guys that on the last podcast we were on.
How it, you know,
because I think you said the original one when you first tried it may have been a little abrasive for you.
Well,
that gear driven, our new version, the XCE 10-8, it's so smooth, it's so quiet, and it works great.
Right.
But anyways, the elephant in the room, like you said.
Yeah. And let's be honest. I mean, just like, you know, every detailer complaining about a new detailer in town, there's plenty of meat on the bone for everybody, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's you know, there's plenty of people that have, you know, Flex, Rupes, Griots, you know, whatever. They buy them because it's a whatever machine. It does the job. So, you know, this could ultimately probably be just one thing that brings the whole industry up.
Yeah, and it brings more interest into a gear-driven tool. Right, I look at just like the Harbor Freight unit.
Right.
The more people that look at that gear-driven unit that Harbor Freight has, if they're not happy with the longevity of that tool and how long it lasts, then you come to a company like us that we know has proven longevity.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why a lot of professional companies do stick with our Flex brand.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, our brand, you know, we are a power tool manufacturer. You know, I work for Shervon. Shervon is our parent company, and we have a lot of brands under our belt.
Right.
What we call house brands. You know, Ego is one of our largest brands.
Yeah. We're being powered right now by
we're being Ego. Powered by an Ego power generator here at Air Force One.
Yeah.
And if you haven't looked at that, that's a 3,000 watt generator.
Oh,
so that'll run your polisher basically all day on a mobile rig, and it's
no
completely
sound.
Quiet.
Yeah.
No, you
sound.
Don't hear it.
Yeah.
There's no sound at all. So,
yeah.
You know, and then Skill is our other brand that we have, which is called a mid-level pro power tool. So if you're using your power tool once a week, that's the tool you would buy. And then Flex, our new 24 volt product that's available at every Lowe's store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have our specialty line, which is our car polishers, obviously. Those are designed to be used every single day. It's a pro level product.
Right.
You know, so it's just great quality, and those are the things that we manufacture. You know, Dynabraid brings this polisher to this event. This is really one of their first electric power tools that they launched. Dynabraid, if a lot of people don't know their history, Dynabraid is one of the leading manufacturers of air tools.
Right.
And they make a lot of good air tools.
Yeah.
I used to use their air tools in the past at a past job that I was at. And I know a lot of people that have worked at Dynabraid, but you know, that's all it is a new polisher to the market. So that kind of lets the elephant out of the room.
Yeah.
Flex and myself are still a very big supporter of Rennie and their group. We'll be here as long as we're asked to continue to come back. I think Flex has a lot of other things that detailers need.
Yeah.
It's not just one polisher.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And plus, I remember
the PXE80.
Yeah. We've got a lot of cool things. And to be honest with you, battery powered products are the next generation.
Yeah.
We have four tools right now sitting on our drawing board. And I just had a call like minutes before we got on this. And we were talking about, you know, first quarter of next year. We have some very exciting things that we're bringing to market. And
anything going to come out at SEMA?
Well, he said they've got something cool coming out at SEMA he can't tell us about.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So you'll be at our booth. You'll be at our booth.
Right. That's what he said. Right. We definitely want to come hang out in your booth, and we want to see the new thing. Stats, you did not win yet. It would have been cool if we'd have sold all the tickets. We could have had Chris right here with us doing a live drawing for a giveaway, but
man,
we're still like seven shy on the PXE80 and I think 10 ish shy on the 34.
It's cool the way you guys did that too, because you limited the amount of tickets you wanted to sell.
Right,
So it really ups your odds.
Yeah.
And it makes more sense to buy a ticket.
Well, that was all thanks to David Patterson. He told me
shout
to do it. He told me to do it that
idea.
Way. Although, shout out to David P. We did not sell out today like you told me I would. Like 2 weeks later, we're still working on it.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, obviously, thank you again for doing that.
Oh,
hey,
sure.
And hey, Dynabraid ain't on this, you know.
those are cool shirts. Yeah. You guys sold those shirts. Did you sell out of them?
Yeah, we sold out of them, and now
cool.
And now that people now that mafia members here are seeing them,
they're like,
oh, you got an extra one. You got an extra one. You got it. So we might do. I know I said I wasn't going to, but I feel bad for the mafia guys. I might just do
a run
for anybody here that wants one.
Yeah.
You know,
so if you're watching and you missed out,
yeah.
SOL, baby.
Go join the mafia and then
SOL.
Yeah. So from now to SEMA, what's it look like for you? I mean, just typical normal travel and.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a quite a bit of events scheduled. I pretty much, I'm usually gone 2 weeks out of every month. Uh-huh. I'm at a different event somewhere in the country. You know, whether it's a local dealer that's putting on something or a large event like this, that's pretty much what my schedule is. We're really ramping up for SEMA this year. There's we're gonna have a nice booth doing some different things. So I know a lot of that's getting planned right now.
And yeah.
Meetings about all of yeah. that. But yeah, I mean, everything's going good, and I'm excited about 2024 because when the company starts showing me, the marketing team starts showing me all the new things, I'm like, can I start talking about it? Can I start?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, you gotta wait. You gotta wait.
Yeah. So I want to ask a question I don't think we've ever asked of anybody before from a manufacturer, and I think it would be kind of cool is, what would be an event that you would go to that detailers maybe wouldn't think that, because we always associate you guys with auto detailing, right?
Yeah.
But you guys do so much more than auto detailing.
Oh, yeah.
Like what would be an event that you go to throughout the year or something that, you know, is something that, you know, Flex obviously gets a lot of traction out of, people use, that detailers might be like, wow, really? They're using that tool for that kind of thing?
Probably the drywall show, to be honest with you. I sell drywall sanders. We have a pole sander.
Okay.
We actually looked at it for this project because the pole sander can get to about 8 feet. So,
okay.
You know, and it has a 9-inch pad on it. We actually had one of the car manufacturers that came to us, Toyota, and they had a situation with some vans that they were making, and they were having trouble getting the middle of the top of the van. So they were trying to use our drywall sander. It's just, it's not designed for that.
Right, right.
I told them that from the beginning. You know, so yeah, we do everything. I take care of all of our drywall accounts.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, and then obviously general construction, you know, we go to a lot of Lowe's has a lot of events. You may see now driving around your town, we have 40 Flex trucks.
Oh, wow.
Driving nice. Around. So, and those trucks support.
Watch out, Snap-on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, Flex 24 volt, our 24 volt line will be one of the largest power tool lines in North America. We're going directly against some of the top brands, DeWalt and Milwaukee. So
it's going to be seeing like a FedEx truck and a UPS truck crossing
across the road. That's the way
it is. That's pretty cool.
There are so many auto detailers, though, that are like, I was at Lowe's and I saw this huge display.
Yeah.
A lot of all these tools. And a lot of people here have told me they've gone to Lowe's and bought our fan.
Right.
They bought our stand light, you know, because a lot of those tools cross over into the detail market, like you're saying. Like, what other things do we have? And I would encourage people to go look at the Lowe's display and see what you could use in your detail market.
So if Ian listens to this, you guys might have some competition, because Ian might put a sander on or a polisher on a pole. He's putting everything on a pole
mid
these
on
days.
A stick.
Yeah, he's got the mint on the stick. It might be rotary on a stick, polisher on the stick.
No, I mean, that's what our company does well, is we really try and listen to the market and we try and develop tools. Power tools are there to make the job easier for the user.
That's the whole
point of a power tool.
Yeah.
You know, so we're constantly listening to the market. I mean, when I talk to these guys at this event, that's one of the reasons I come out here. Last year we had all of our product managers here. They were just asking questions. How do you run your shop?
Right.
What do you use? What tools do you use? You know, and listening to them say, hey, you know, I've got this, you know, thing that I need to improve. And then that's where we come up with ideas. That's where we get our ideas are from, people like this that are professional workers.
Yeah.
So
no, that's awesome. Well, listen, we're going to let you go do your thing.
Yeah.
We're going to go try and grab someone else. Thanks for being our first guest.
Yeah,
thanks,
man,
for being kind of our main sponsor to get us out here. Yeah.
I thank you so much. And thank you. I want to thank everybody else at Flex for us too.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking about how I could help you guys. And so I had a couple demo units in my storage. I think it would be great for you guys to do something like that, raise a little bit of money to get you guys out here and really broadcast this event to the world so that people can see what's going on here. Rennie's, you know, has put together a great group of people, you know, men and women from all around the country.
Yeah.
And somehow we had a Canadian.
There's also someone from Costa Rica.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So awesome. It's great to see this and let the detail market really see what we have going on. Any questions or anything before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Somebody said they'll see you next week and a half.
Giancarlo.
Oh, Giancarlo. Yeah.
We'll be at an Onyx event up at Billy's place near Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going next week.
Yeah,
so
you just...
I look on Monday morning where I'm headed, where and I pack my bags and I head out. Yeah. So yeah, we'll be up at Billy's place, and Onyx will be doing an event. They invited me, and awesome. It'll be good. So,
nice. Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Listen, as always, we appreciate it. We look forward to coming and hanging out in the booth at SEMA.
Yeah.
Seeing the new tool.
That'll be your next big event that you guys attend, basically.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. Good. It'll be our last for the year, and then we'll start planning for next year.
Mobile Tech Expo just opened up, actually. I just got an email yesterday.
Oh, did it? Okay.
The floor plan opened up. So they're asking vendors to pick their spot and do all that. Yeah. So it's kind of cool that they're getting that going already.
Yeah, that'll be our next one. And that's an easy one for us because that's our backyard. And so that doesn't really cost us much to do.
Don't want me to give you a polisher to give away? No.
I mean, after we get rid of these two, maybe. Yeah. We'll have to figure out advertising budget for next year to figure out, we can do SDC again next year. Maybe throw a little bit extra in for if we get invited back out to this again. We were talking with Jason Otterness last week, and that deal that they did seems like it's going to be kind of an annual thing now. And he did say that, he would like to have both of us come out there this time. So, that one will be a little bit easier because, that one, unless he changes it, they kind of pay for the influence.
I hope we get invited to that next year.
I hope
next
you guys do too.
Our corporate office is right there in Chicago. So.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And if he doesn't have room to host it, we can host it. We have a very large
stand
corporate
outside,
office.
Stand outside and protest it. Yeah. Catch everybody to come in. No, thanks, Chris. We appreciate it, man. And safe travels back home later today.
Thanks for watching.
And we do appreciate everything. All right, guys, we're going to go find someone else to talk to, and we'll come back in a little bit.
Bye. Peace out.
So tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite liked the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. This is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think detailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft. And I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and check out to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Now is your chance to try Oberg's new rinseless wash and quick detailer. Additionally, you can save 15% by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. This hyperconcentrate can be diluted down for a rinseless wash and a quick detailer. It serves excellent as a clay bar lubricant and truly smells incredible. To find out more, please visit oberkarcare.com.
Go.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back with Rod and Jody. Road FS.
It's the battle of the podcast, but it wasn't much of a battle. We just ate donuts and said stupid shit.
It was more like hugging than wrestling.
That's right.
There's a lot of love, man. That's good.
You guys came with a peace offering this morning, though.
I know. We came with donuts.
Yeah.
We brought donuts. We bring donuts.
Yeah.
If we're not good for anything else, it's, fat guy, bring donuts.
So is this the first time you guys have been here?
It is the first time we've been here. This is not your guys' first time, right?
No, this
2018
is our first time.
And and you guys are on sponsorship level, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're gold sponsors.
Well, let's step that back. We started out as sponsors. We got bored.
Right.
And they put us on a detailing team for the entire week of 2018.
Yep, I heard about that.
2019. And we worked our butts hard that now we're just suppliers.
Now we're just suppliers and sponsors. Yeah, we actually worked for 2 years. And the first year we worked, people didn't know we were sponsors. They just thought we were other detailers. Mm-hmm. And so we would just we just worked. And it was funny because they're like, you should be out schmoozing. And we're like, we're just bored.
No,
we like
being shoulder to shoulder. So.
I was the same. Like, the first thing I walked through the gate, I see us here. And he's like, you want a ball? She's like, yes, I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yep. So we've worked on a lot of the different planes. This 727 that we're right next to, I literally taped off the entire plane by myself one year. And then Shane Mayfield and I polished all the aluminum on it. With our teams, he was on one side, I was on the other side with two teams. And then we've done on the B-29, I spent 6 days under the wing of the B-29, and then everybody gets some time on Air Force One. But so we've put in some time here, and it's a fabulous museum. I mean, just to come in and see the American history is
for sure.
It's awesome. So I was asking, so you guys are sponsors,
yes,
guys are gold sponsors,
yes.
So hint, hint, we need more money. I'm gonna change the name of this podcast to the Beggars Podcast, because I feel like that's all we've been doing lately.
Begging
for money to do all this, all this cool stuff.
Oliver Twist over here.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But you know what? I appreciate that what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
In conjunction with what we're trying to do, right? It's really about going to these events, raising awareness, exposure,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I had a really good conversation with Christian Ramos yesterday.
Okay.
And he was talking, I asked him specifically, I go, what have you gained out of going through the Detail and Success training as well as coming here? He said, you know, it's interesting because for the past 10 years running my business, yeah, I was in this little micro bubble.
Yep.
I was very successful. I was very busy. And he goes, it wasn't until I got around other business-minded detailers and I got exposed to different methods and training that I realized that my bubble could go from here to here. And that's what's happened in the last 2 years. And he goes, I'm just so proud and humbled to be a part of it, because not only has it helped me on a personal level, but it's also helped me in my business.
Oh yeah. 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 And I think that's what people don't realize about the podcast themselves. We got the slow motion walkers behind us. Look at those guys. Go, baby. Go. Up and shine. So I think they don't realize the podcasts are really there to promote other people, right? You know, we get people come out all the time and they'll tell us, they're like, oh, you guys don't promote yourself. You don't promote your software on the podcast. And we're like, well, that's what it's not about. I mean, if I sat there and talked to Jody about software every single week, it'd be like, it'd be like a 5 minute podcast. Be like, well, that's the end of the podcast. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to promote the other people and the industry, because then that raises everybody up. And that's what I think is great about the different podcast we do. I had a guy last night, Jerome, came in, and he listens to both podcasts, and he's like, they're totally different, and I see the value in both of them. And there's other
absolutely.
Ones, not just ours. I mean, I know ours are the best.
No, absolutely.
You guys are literally
the golden mic winners.
By one vote. So, but I think
paid for that vote.
We literally bought and paid for. I got a tattoo on my ass of the guy that we paid.
You got to prove it. Prove it right now.
Please don't.
Don't. You can't say stuff like that. I'm going to ask to see it.
And then I drop my pants and it just says Jody.
Oh, man. The image of that's just wrong.
With a little heart and a kissy lips right in the center.
Really
right in the center.
Me.
Oh, man. If case y'all are wondering, this is what me and Al's going to be like in, you know, 10, I'll say 10
20
years.
Years.
I'll say 10. I'll give it 10.
That's okay.
Listen, I love doing this, but God, if I'm still doing this in 10 years, I don't know.
Well, you get paid big bucks in 10 years.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's us, because we get paid so much for this podcast.
Right.
We've been doing ours, what, 4 years?
Four years now.
And, oh, nice.
No more.
Really?
One, two, three. Yeah, 4 years. This is 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we were just talking to Sean Sepulveda. He was our very first guest on our podcast.
Yep. Nice.
And literally, we were doing it with an iPhone taped to a little box.
Packing tape.
Right.
So it's come a long way.
It's nice.
Yeah.
We're coming up on our 3 year anniversary. I believe
next week,
the 22nd.
Wow.
I believe is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
I was his first guest.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we did it over the phone.
And we did it over the phone.
Over the telephone. Yeah. It's interesting how it's really progressed, because there's so many people doing things. And I think that that is just a kind of a testament that the whole detailing industry, that it's coming up to speed, if you will.
Yeah.
It's getting more modern, more technologically advanced. And I think that it has to, because of all the things that the industry is bringing in. We got new tools. I mean, Rennie rolled out a new tool here.
Yep.
You've constantly got new products and new techniques and new clear coats and ceramics and everything. So it's, you know, our job's never going to end as far as promoting other people.
Absolutely not. There's so much content to create. It's honestly a little overwhelming at times.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you saw that I got distracted. It's because I was looking at your shirt.
Okay.
And I didn't realize the gorilla's holding Air Force One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't
see that yet? Freaking amazing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is super fun.
And there it's got the flux.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Seattle. Grit guard.
No, that's
a grit guard.
I know,
brother.
But that looks like a grit guard.
Don't say so.
but it looks like a Ferris wheel.
Unintentional.
It is a Ferris wheel. But
so, you know, yeah, shout out to that. That's a cool design.
Hey, grit guard, we need some money for putting you on our show.
Shout out to Grit Guard.
Back to this podcast.
We're holding out the cup.
Exactly. SEMA's coming up soon. We need money for that.
It is coming up soon. And if you're not going to SEMA, you're.
And I need to fly first class.
Oh,
so,
really?
You know, wow. I'm the bougie guy of the group.
Yeah. Jody and I are like luggage. I put him in a box and put a label on it. They stick him in the overhead bin.
He just barely fits.
No, he just gives me Dr. Pepper Doritos and I'm good.
Yeah, that's it. But going back to what you're saying, like with these events, right? That's the one thing that I always try to tell people is when somebody's like, why should I go to MTE? You know, or why should I go to SCC? And I always tell them it's more of the networking. It's more of what you can learn walking around, talking to other like-minded individuals and other detailers versus just, you know, walking up to a table that's got a product on it, you know, and you could do a little demo or whatever, you know, and then you're going to go home and buy that product, right? It's, you know, yeah, that product could make you money when you go back home, but it's the, you know, being able to talk to anybody who's there and see how they do something or pick their brain, like, hey, I've got an idea for this, or I've got an idea for that. And, you know, and they're like, hey, I've done that. This is how I did it. Maybe it didn't work for me, but if you're going to do it, you know, whatever. Yeah. And that's the one thing I really wish more people understood about those things, because a lot of times I get people that are like, oh, you know, as long as I'm making money in my shop, I don't need to do these. I don't need to pay money to go somewhere, you know, but it's like, to me, it's just on which level you want to take to your shop, right? If you're fine with just being in your shop and being whatever, and then great, just stick in your shop. But if you want to grow in this industry, and if you want to be, you know, learn things and be recognized in different ways or whatever, it's getting to events like this or MTE, SEMA, SDC or whatever that really makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we're a little bit older than some of you, but I'm a hands-on guy. If I want to buy this microphone, I want to put it in my hand.
Right.
You know, but going to these events, you can actually touch and feel. And, you know, the first thing I did when I stepped up here is I grabbed that Buff and Shine edge guard pad and I got to feel the edge of that.
Yeah, right? That's cool.
So, those events are invaluable for that. SEMA, it's a huge event. You know, man, pick out your things you want to see or you're going to be burnt out by two.
Yeah.
And then MTE is a huge industry event that, and by the way, just as a plug for this year at MTE, we're doing a really cool thing. We've already got like 16 companies on board. We're going to do some giveaways with a scavenger hunt. So nice. We want to basically, we're going to pick people out. I already put you guys' name in there because I know you'd be down with it.
Yeah.
But basically, they have to come to your booth and they have to learn a fact about your company, about what you do. And then they write it down. And then we're going to do a lot of the giveaways at our booth at the end. So you got to turn in your scavenger hunt. But it gets people involved. Like you're going to go find out from somebody's coding and they're going to give you a fact about it that is going to stick with you, man. By the time you've gone to 16 companies
and
you pick that stuff up. But that's the key, is learning more stuff. Every time I go to an event, we pick something up. You know, people have asked us for years, why would a software company go to the SEMA show? I'm like, because we pick something up every single time we go. And I don't care if it's MTE or that airplane or if it's just, you know, SDC or just some IDA local event where there's five detailers. You pick something up, you learn something, and that's what's the key to it, is just learning.
Oh, absolutely. And that's cool that you guys are doing a scavenger hunt. We did that last year, MTE, right, with the Concaster
show. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No, last year was our first year at the booth. We didn't do the shirts.
Yeah, it was the year before.
2 years ago.
No, we're still in this year.
Two MTEs ago.
So is it this weekend or next weekend?
It's last year, Jason.
All right. You got to remember. The battle of the podcast.
Yeah, two MTEs ago.
Right. So last year, yes. MTE.
I'm recanting what I said, and yeah. I'm saying it as two MTEs ago.
So last year, MTE.
2022 MTE. I'm with you.
When we did the Concaster shirt, yeah. what we did was, so I made some that I wanted to give to people that helped us along the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, as an appreciation. And what we did was, I think we made like three or four extras. And so what we did was we put them in certain booths, and then we made it a scavenger hunt where, in the sense of, we did clues. We posted clues on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's nice. Good. Yeah. So, I like that.
So, you know, like we did one with Tommy with Angel Wax. And so the clue was he may live in Sin City, but he's an angel. Right, and so you kind of have to piece together.
Yeah, I like that. You know? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like he's got a tattoo of Jody's name on his ass. Right, and then right, you gotta right.
Yeah, what podcast was that from?
Yeah. So, but we kind of did it like that and just made it fun as a gift, you know. And then they went to Tommy and they said, "Hey, Tommy, like you're the clue or whatever." And Tommy gives him the shirt.
I like what you guys are doing, where they actually have to go and really engage with it and learn.
Yeah, because like with Rupes, it'll probably be something about a new tool. You know, with Diamond Bray.
Some new stuff coming. They do. Jason wouldn't tell me, but
he
I guess
tell anybody.
No one tells nothing to anybody.
I know. He told me. Apparently, there's something. Well, really spill good the beans.
I can't. I'm under NDA. Actually, that is absolutely true. One time we were at the Rupes Training Center, and we just happened to be there when they were rolling out a brand new product, and they literally pulled us aside. They're like,
in a white label
you cannot say anything about this product. Nothing. And we used it, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have such a hard time not saying anything about this product because they have some cool stuff going on. A lot of the industry has cool stuff going on. I mean,
we just talked with Chris from Flex, and they've got something apparently badass coming out at SEMA too. So he's like, you guys are more than welcome to come and sit in our booth. And I'm like, well, we will be because we want you to show us the tool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think
William Lahr is going all the way up to the ceiling right now.
That's as high as it goes. So the 787, the blue fin, the tallest one, on the very tip of that back end of that plane, there's a little piece of stainless about 12 inches long.
That lift
doesn't quite get enough. So the 1 year I stood on the second rail and leaned over and was polishing. And somebody was spotting down below, and I heard him going, hey. And then we turn around, and there's Evan, the main guy for the museum, looking up at me, just shaking his head because I'm leaning over the edge.
Yeah.
So hopefully OSHA doesn't listen to this.
We like living on
edge. I don't officially work for the museum, so you come get me, OSHA, exactly, all you want. I'm on the ground, and I didn't die. But did you die?
No. Yeah,
no. Did you die? Exactly. No. There's a lot of stories. Did you die?
No. Yeah, I'm sure of it. I'm sure people have been hanging off or over to get some areas on these planes that are probably a little sketchy.
Yeah, nowadays it's absolutely so. They've got great lifts. They've got great equipment. They're very safety conscious. That's one of the things about Rennie is he runs this like a military type. And it has to be, there has to be that absolute direction and following it. And I think that's one of the things that's unique about this. It's a live museum. There's people walking around.
Yeah.
You can't screw up, and there's not a lot of playtime.
There's a bunch of kids walking by. You can't have some blood splatted dead body, you know,
the plane as kids. You cover it up with a sponsor banner. Exactly. That's our banner is actually there for blood splatter. Yeah. So if you see the Road FS banner on the ground, you know what happened.
Banner requirements are 6 feet by 4 feet just to be on the safe side. Right.
Semi-absorbent.
Such an odd number. I wonder why they do that dimension.
So I
want to go back to something that you talked about, about the importance of going to events, right? I think a lot of people look at it from the perspective of, I don't need that for my business.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Instead of looking at it from the perspective of, what do I need for me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're focusing on developing yourself, that impacts your business, it impacts your family, it impacts your relationships. And every time I interact with you guys or Jason Rose or, you know, anybody on this team, Andrew Van Order, I'm always leaving elevated.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. The other one is you know, you never know what you're going to find that will help your business. For somebody to say, this isn't going to help my business, how do you know you're not going to pick up some great new add-on or something that actually elevates your business from,
you know, that where it is today to that next level. And you're like, damn, right. if I wouldn't have went to that show and found that guy that sells that thing, I would now not be doing whatever it is, windshield coatings. Or,
and, it, and you could even take it step down a little bit. You know, I always tell people, you know, my first time I went and visited Aaron Knox and Reds, you know, because we're friends and I went and visited him, but hanging out with him for the whole day and him going, you know, okay, well, how much are you charging for this? I charge this much. Go home tomorrow and raise it $100, raise it $200, raise it this, whatever, you know? And me kind of being like, and he's like, look, just do it. It'll happen. Like, here's the reason why this is, you know, and he give it, not only gave me the confidence to do it, but was able to educate me in why I should do it. That when I went home and the next client, I was like, this much money. And they're like, okay, you know, and it's little things like that. It doesn't always have to be big events, but it, but again, it's just talking to people and learning how they do things or what they do that, like you said, it just elevates you that little bit. And even if it's just the difference of charging $200 for something versus $100 for something, like now, however many of those you do a year, you're making an extra $100, right? Yeah. Because somebody was able to explain to you why you should charge an extra $100, give you the confidence in it, you know? So you're absolutely right. And that's the beauty of this. I mean, that's why we try to come to these things. It's, you know, it's talking with you guys and learning a little bit more about podcasting the next go around, or, you know, talking to you know, Rennie as always and learning a little bit more about this, or the guys that are working on these planes. And, you know, Jason and I probably won't ever really do bright work, but learning how it's done, what's done about it. So at least you know.
So one of the things that I like about the events, because I'm not a business owner anymore. I don't own a detail shop. I don't actually detail anymore. But for me, it's more like personal development. Like, all the shows that I've been to, my confidence has grown. To be able to do stuff like this, to be able to interact with people like you, people like Rennie, people in the Air Force One team, it definitely boosts my confidence to be able to do stuff like this. So if you're going to ask yourself, well, what is it going to do for me business? And you ask yourself, what is it going to do for you personally as well? Yeah. Like, you're going to build yourself up as a person and just, you know, be better for yourself, your family, and ultimately your business and your customers.
Well, and I have a really good friend. I do work with him with dads out of Detroit and across the country. His name's Sean Hart, right? And he often talks about the facade of public success, but being a private failure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always talking about, look, I have to make sure that whatever I'm doing behind the scenes and in my personal life, my personal relationship with my family, my children, my wife, to be exemplary, just like my business success is, right? And I think a lot of times people miss that that connection.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm more successful because of the podcast.
Don't worry about that.
Even though it's stupid Norton. I cleared it all out the other day. But even though, like, I feel like I'm more successful in the podcast because of name recognition or people know me, you know, because they listen to me, right?
Yeah.
Some way, shape, or form, I've helped them by, you know, if it's having you guys on or having somebody else on or whatever, right? Like, they're learning something from the podcast, you know. And then sometimes I feel like in my shop, I'm not as successful because, you know, yes, I have my clients and my customers, but I'm just Alex, the car wash guy, or Alex, the detailer, right? I'm not like Alex, the podcast dude.
It's interesting because the first time, and this was years before we started the podcast, I think the first time we went to Mobile Tech Expo, it's 2008, the first time I went. So we show up, we're there a couple of years. And then shortly after that, 2013, 14, somewhere around there, Jody and I walked in and somebody, like I said, this is pre-podcast. Somebody goes, oh, there's the Road FS guys. And I turn around. I'm like, I don't even know who that is. Like, and I'm like, Jody, somebody actually recognizes. The first time I realized that we do have an impact on people. And then once we started the podcast, we've had people come in and they're like, hey, man, I listened to your podcast. I had two people do it yesterday that they were talking about the two podcasts. And I think that that's great because if we can provide any value whatsoever, right. I mean, that's, I always say, if my dumb ass can give anybody anything that's, that helps them, that's great. That's that's what it's all about. So,
what it's about.
And I think that is the key to any interaction, whether it's a show or having a mentor or doing whatever. But, you know, you talk to Rennie, and the only reason he did the whole Detail Mafia or anything was because he met somebody at SEMA.
Yeah.
It was a show. It was an event. So,
And the one thing, too, that I tell everybody that's most important for events like this, I feel, is it's just good for your soul.
Oh, definitely.
It's good to be around like-minded people that get it, right? Because, like, you can go home to your wife, and you can be like, oh, this and that. And, you know, my wife doesn't. I mean, she understands it, but she doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't have the same appreciation.
Right, right. If it's not making her money, she doesn't care. Or not making me money for her to have money, like, she doesn't care, right? Like, is it making me money? I don't care, you know? but like, when you're at these events and it's you know, it's just the hugs and the, hey, how you doing? Or, hey, I saw that post you did. That was awesome. Like, you killed it. How did you do it? What'd you use? Like it's just good for your soul. And that's the one thing that, you know, for me, it was always MTE because I could always do that. It's in our backyard. So the beginning of the year, I feel like I get that good soul cleanse and I'm good for the year. And now this year's been even better because, you know, it was MTE and then it was Chicago and then it was SDC and now it's this and then it'll be SEMA. So I've been getting those little resets more and more throughout the year that make me feel better, to where I don't feel as run down or stressed or like nobody gets me. And, you know, and then you're on Facebook and all you're just seeing is the negativity.
Yeah.
You know, it's events like this. It's more positive. It's more good for you.
Yeah. And that's one of Jody and I's main goals, is to stay neutral. You know, we've had some situations where there's been some major drama and somebody will get a hold of us and we'll go, first off, I don't know. And I don't care.
Right.
I don't want to know, because we want to stay above the drama. You know, yeah, they're checking us out. They're telling us. These guys are doing life.
I think we're getting some traction from the crowd.
We're getting some crowd, you know.
I
should take my pants off more often. You know?
Please don't.
It's like advertising.
Should we invite Ron?
Obviously,
I would feel really awkward.
Obviously, those two ladies are into fat guys. They didn't see Jody.
Hercules. Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so
later, tune in later for the truffle shuffle.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So what do you guys got going on while you're here? You guys are obviously filming some content. I mean, you guys are live right now.
Yeah,
people can't see
it. We may be dead by now, but literally we're just here filming content and just kind of supporting people. You know, we've got a couple of clients here that we're talking to, and then the main thing is just to support people and get with our the people that we know and help elevate the industry. That's the whole thing.
That's,
you know,
a real reason.
You know, this is an industry event. It's a beautiful museum. If nobody's ever been to this museum, you need to come out and see the work that people do.
Well, it's a
do.
Private industry event, right? Would you say it's private?
Yeah.
Well, unless you buy a ticket to the museum and walk around like everybody else.
Do that.
It's a semi-private.
Right? This is the first year they started inviting people.
Well, I think the differentiation is that from the detailer's perspective, if you're working on the team, it's an invitation.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Yes. You have to have been able to go through the detailing success training and all that. So it's by an invitation from that perspective. Mm-hmm. But it is starting to open up. We see it more this year. There's a lot more sponsors being invited, you know, competing sponsors. I mean, you got Rupes, Flat, I mean, quote, competing, right? You got podcasts that are.
Three software companies that are here.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to turn it into an industry event to allow people to come in.
And that's what Rennie was saying last night at the banquet dinner, is that it's becoming more of an event versus an invitation. You know, and this would be cool if this becomes the next event, you know? It might not be as big as an MTE or SDC.
No, I don't think it needs to be.
And it's going to be real close to SEMA too, so people might like have that whole like, you know, complaint. But again, if it just ends up being more people coming out, just maybe to spend a day or two and see what's going on. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the thing about it is this is more than just a detailing event. This is preserving American history.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've absolutely. Always gone out way on this. This is about American history. These are priceless American artifacts that you're not going to get back. This plane behind us, that's the only one, you know? Yeah. And so I think that's what it's important. When you're working on these planes, you know, you get that sense when you're up here working on this plane that I think it was like 39 missions or something that it flew.
Yeah,
and you see one of the actual pilots show up. Yeah. You're like the sense of pride for that is overwhelming. And right. So I think that there's a lot of people that put aside any of the things that are conflicts or and they just come and work on the planes because they're awesome.
Yeah, that's so great.
Well, at the end of the day, it's you know, like we've all been saying, it's just whatever we can do to elevate the industry. It's not a Flex versus Rupes, you know, it's not a, you know, Buff and Shine versus Lake Country.
Right. Let's be real here. We don't make it a competition. It's the details who make it the competition.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But it comes here and it's just elevating the industry and, you know, and I'm sure a lot of the manufacturers that come out here and see the work that's being done. And then, you know, again, talking to detail, and we talked with Chris and, you know, Metcalf with Flex earlier, and he was talking about, you know, their first times coming out here and then talking to the detailers and getting feedback on the machines. Like, how does this work? How does that work? So they know to make changes,
yeah.
You know, how to do things more efficiently for next year. Or what's a new product or what's a new pad or what's a new machine we can come up with, to, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's another great thing about this is, you know, again, the information that comes out of this is just going to make the industry better.
Yeah.
Good. Yep.
Yeah.
For shizzle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. If we're still live on Road FS, great. If we're not, then watch the Detail Solutions podcast for the rest of the show.
I only had 20%, so I don't think it lasted that long. So,
do you have a charger?
We're still on. I have a portable.
We're still on. I can see the
mics. Well,
mic,
the mics maybe.
Yeah, the mics.
We're on. My phone's on.
We're on. We're on.
Anyway, well, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great having you guys.
Later on.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah, there's no way.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best, you must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Auto Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Welcome back, Carter. Welcome back. We're live still from the Air Force One. We've got Chris, one of the Mafia members, of the newly made Mafia members. Right? Oh, no, you've been a made member? So I wasn't paying that much attention last night then.
2017.
My bad.
Good God, man.
I don't know. I just saw you standing over on the made side.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
He's from Canada, though.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
I'm the only good-looking Canadian in the group.
You might need to... A little bit closer.
All right.
There you go. All right, there we go.
Like I said, I'm the only good-looking one in Canada.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're rocking the mullet pretty well.
Yeah, he is doing that. So, if Dean ends up listening to this, do you know Dean Ferrandantos?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I do.
He's our
guy. Dean, what's up?
Dean,
I met him, actually.
Yeah, all the other Canadians that love us, too. How long have you been working on the Air Force One project?
This is actually my third year.
Third year, okay.
The first one was 2017 as a rookie. And then back 2019 as a finisher.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how has it been as you progressed since the first time you got here to now?
Oh, man. I think it's a lot. You know, I feel more confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first year, it was nerve-wracking.
Of course.
You know, understandable. It's like, it's Air Force One.
Yeah.
You know? Basically, you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And as a Canadian, too, it's like, ooh, you know, you're a Canadian, but you're working on Air Force
One. Yeah.
So do you get a lot of riff off of that from the Canadians over there? Like, oh,
they didn't deport you
well,
for that?
Yeah. No, actually, I have this would be a funny one because it's really hard for us Canadians to come here and then crossing the border, they will say, it's like, what are you doing? You know, so we have to do a little white lies, you know, so. But yeah.
So you're telling us right now that you lied to get into America?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to bomb the planes.
Oh, wrong country.
No. Never mind.
No, basically, you know, you just come here and, you're visiting.
Yeah.
Instead of working.
Right.
Or
volunteer.
Because if you said that you were working, would you need technically a work visa?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So makes sense. Okay. And I learned last night that, because he was our driver last night in our shuttle. And so somebody asked the question, is like, is he even legally allowed to drive in the United States? And I was genuinely curious because I was like, shit, is he? So I had to Google it. And he is legally allowed to drive with a Canadian license in the United States.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though, you know, we were
actually joking around.
Yeah.
You know,
it was a fun ride.
It sure was, man.
I mean, thank God we're here today.
Yes, sir.
So, how long have you been detailing?
I've been detailing since I would say 2012.
Okay.
But then again, it's just almost like in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm not the type of detailer who owns a full time or have a shop.
Okay.
The reason being is this is actually my hobby.
Okay.
I'm a full-time machinist at an aerospace.
Wow. So you must really enjoy this.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's a different animal, too. It's like you're working on fixing the engines of the, you know, aircraft.
Yep.
And this time around, you're polishing the outside.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, that's interesting. So, like, how do you go from being a hobbyist to like a main mafia member, like working in the Air Force One project?
Yeah.
I'm guessing obviously taking time off from work, from your real job.
Yes.
You know, like how does that happen?
Okay. So basically I was, you know, back in 2012, I was basically just looking for a vehicle. So I bought a Pathfinder.
Okay.
And then it's brand new. And then all of a sudden it's like, how do I maintain this thing? Right. So I ended up, you know, going on YouTube, basically looking for cleaner to clean, how to clean it and how to detail it properly and all that kind of stuff. So I actually learned from YouTube.
Okay. Like most people do.
If I'm not mistaken, it was a famous YouTube detailer.
Okay. There's a lot of them.
There's plenty of those.
Yeah. Pan. You're Canadian. It was probably Pan. I mean, come on.
That's how I learned. And then I ended up in SEMA for some reason. And then I met Rennie Doyle. And I was like, Air Force One detail? I said, what? And then did my research. And all of a sudden, you know, I joined the team 2017.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, here I am.
That's crazy. Like, hobbyist, like, just, I'm going to join the mafia. Whatever. Correct.
Yeah. It's awesome because that's a pretty big step to take as a hobbyist. To make that investment to go to Big Bear, train with Rennie, come here.
And, I mean, there's a lot of professional detailers that don't take that step. Mm. Right. As a hobbyist, like, that's crazy, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Kudos to you, man. Yeah. That's really cool. Again, and you make the trip from Canada, so
sneaking across the border to get here. Yeah.
So you should block this. Put an emoji. You know?
So what have been some of your favorite moments, like through the last couple of years being here that you've gotten to do?
Man, I mean, touching that plane, you know, it's pretty much as a Canadian, it's different.
Yeah,
you know, it feels good and. Yeah, but then, you know, that 2018, so I was here, and then, sorry.
Just got to apologize. Nice. Planes flying by and shit. I mean, what, you think we were at an airport?
Yeah, so, and then that year too, a month after, I was in McCall. Gordon McCall is Monterey Car Week.
Uh-huh.
So that was interesting because, you know, working on the plane, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, high-end, you know, supercars.
Yeah.
Right? So that was an exciting year for me. 2017.
That's awesome.
Maybe we can get invited to McCall next.
Yeah.
Just a podcast there or something.
No, it was fun.
It looks like a cool event, though. Mm-hmm.
As a hobbyist. I think I did pretty good.
As a hobbyist. Mike Hines, step up your hobbying because you're not doing it right. No. And obviously, like, it's one of the cool things obviously has to be some of the friendships and everything that you've met through this.
You know, it's all about the family.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden you meet another detailers all over the world, SEMA.
Yeah.
You know, you meet them and then you ask them, you know, basically you meet them and then they became mentor.
Right, right.
It's just that relationship and what's this called? It's a family, you know, relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it definitely
became
is.
Brothers with everybody.
Right, yeah.
I don't have brother. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, you have all of them.
I don't have all of them.
Yeah, and then you're shuttling them around.
Yeah, exactly.
In a foreign country. You don't know where you're going.
Yeah. I have to use my phone.
Yeah.
I want to know, as a rookie for the Air Force One project, what was probably one of the worst jobs you could do as a rookie?
Oh man,
pad cleaning.
2018. No, I actually enjoyed it.
Oh really?
You know, because of doing the B-29.
Okay.
You know, cutting, because we were, I don't know if they told you, back in 2018 we had this. We use a Flex 3401, so that's heavy already, right? Yeah. And then we use a pad on top of it, and we use emery cloth on top.
Oh
right?
Okay.
And then you're putting a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Back, right?
Yeah.
And that was a tough one.
I bet. Yeah, we were talking with Yasser this morning because Jason did a little cut spot on one of the planes or whatever, and Yasser was talking about how it's a lot of like over your head, your shoulders and everything take it more.
And then the fact that, you know, as a rookie too, 2018, you're not prepared for anything.
Yeah,
you know, they don't tell you it's like, oh, this is gonna be, you know,
yeah,
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, okay,
it's like I'm polishing the plane, big deal, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then, you know,
and then you look at everything around here that's like bigger than everything around anywhere.
I mean, you see a lot of pictures from them, videos, but still, not
it doesn't do it. Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, shit, the Concorde takes up like almost the whole length of one side of this facility, you know. And it's crazy. Like Jason and I were walking around it yesterday, and I was like, "Oh, are we still walking around the same fucking plane?"
Yeah,
like, Jesus, yeah. That's big.
Nah, I was actually working on the other engine.
Okay,
and then it took us what, all day?
Yeah, I can imagine. That's crazy.
I mean, luckily it's not that hot yesterday, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. No, it's been beautiful here.
I am not complaining about the weather.
Man.
It is a much needed break from, because we're from Florida, so it's been like 115 with the heat index and 90% humidity, and you know,
you melt when you walk.
It's like it's like soaking a washcloth in hot water.
Yeah,
put it on your face and then open the oven at full temperature and try to breathe. Like, that's
man, I mean, I I'm from Philippines, so I know.
Yeah, yeah, okay, where, yeah, yeah. So you know.
But
yeah.
I would love to go to Florida.
Do you ever come to MTE?
Yeah,
I should.
What part of Canada are you from?
Central Canada. Okay. Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay.
It's just 2 hours away from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
So. I wonder if you know Darren. You know Darren Darvill?
I do. Hey, Darren, how are you?
Darvill Darren.
Yeah.
Darvill Darren, Darren Darvill. You know, pick a way to do your name, man.
Shout out to Darren.
Yeah.
But no.
Resurrection. So how is it? Because we were talking with Jody and Rod earlier, and this is obviously a working museum while you guys are working. So, like right now, there's a class of kids walking by or whatever. Is it nerve-wracking when you guys are working on these planes, like as people are walking by and they're watching you, or do you just kind of out of sight, out of mind?
Really, yeah, pretty much. Okay. Because you really have to focus. You know, first of all, you know, most of the time you're on a ladder. So if you like look at this way, it's like, oh man, you know, it's always about safety.
Right, right.
Safety of the plane, safety, you know, of myself, and safety for the kids too. Yeah. So you have to be, you know, really close to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
I get again, too caught up and like people walking by, I'd be like
I mean, you know, you never know. This is gonna be, you know, you're looking at the next generations of Air Force One, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I did that. And then, you know, it's like, oh, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And then they're going to ask questions.
Or like Metcalf said earlier, that could be the next generation of detailers because they see you guys doing it and they think that that's a cool thing. Like, you know, polish a plane or whatever.
Mm. So do you have any children?
I do. I have a daughter. She's 10 years old, you know, and I have foster kids. I love kids.
Nice.
So they're 7, 6, and 3.
Oh, wow.
And I'm hoping my daughter, you know, maybe 13 or 14, she'll start polishing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you ever think that, you know, years down the road, you might bring your children down here and, you know, show them everything you worked
absolutely.
On? Because I think that would be a really cool experience for your family.
Correct. Yeah. My daughter is very proud.
Dad did that plan.
Yeah.
She always talks about it with the teachers and friends.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You got to get Haley on that, man.
I gotta get Haley the link on this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show her. I love you, Melody.
Yeah.
we'll clip this for you to send it to you so, you know,
I appreciate it.
Your kids can enjoy this as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, listen, we don't want to take up too much more time because we know lunchtime's coming up. We don't want the boss coming around cracking the whip. But Chris, man, love that you come on and help this out. And it's cool to, you know, kind of learn, you know, from somebody that we don't know here, you know, just met. You know, their experience and your journey, you know, through here. Yeah. So it's awesome, man. We appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
This is actually my first time. Like, I'm nervous right now.
We popped another cherry.
Yeah. We had to drag him over here. Didn't want to come. See, it's not that bad. No. We're easy. No, we're gentle. Lots of lube. It's all good.
All right. My name is Chris, Dr. Shine, PhD.
There you go.
All right.
You're a doctor.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.